This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Questions will be answered in their entirety. Questions you haven't even thought of yet. Like, where's Victoria? Well, Victoria has a bad voice.
Oh, it sounds like that. So for the next 46 minutes, you'll be listening. So,
just like that? Like that?
Jennifer Horn is here on the DJB program. Kara Schillen at the controls, as usual. A couple of quickies before we get to Jennifer's coverage of this is pretty important, actually, from your neck of the woods, but it does, I think, have impact because we all are using electricity. We all have utilities to deal with. And we all have heard the stories ad nauseum of all the California fires. So the fact that PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, has agreed to pay $1 billion to California cities, counties, and other government entities for those wildfires. All of the damage was linked to their not appropriately taking care of their equipment. Mm-hmm. Attorneys for the group of local public entities say the settlement has been, it's been inked as of yesterday. The folks at PG&E, however, filed for bankruptcy. The agreement is subject to approval in bankruptcy court. The state has said, Jennifer, that it will cover whatever the problems are that PG&E has, because we can't let them go bankrupt or go out of business.
There's a racket going on between the state of California and PG&E. I think I told you this before, but just to remind you, PG&E knew that their infrastructure was faulty. They knew that, because what's starting these fires is either wind knocks down power lines or there's sparks from existing equipment that takes off because they're not taking care of the environment around the power lines. So there's two things that can happen. Well, during Jerry Brown, who was the governor of California before Gavin Newsom took office in January, Jerry Brown made a deal with PG&E that said, we will put a cap on the settlements that you have to pay out. So PG&E decided to make a business decision for themselves. Instead of upgrading their infrastructure, instead of clearing brush underneath their power lines, they said it would actually be more cost effective for them to just wait for a tragedy, take the payout, and have the cap that Jerry Brown put on top of what they'd have to pay out to families around California.
Unbelievable.
So now you're saying, and this is true, that when it comes up to $1 billion, they just go to bankruptcy court, and then ultimately California ends up paying off the people who were affected by the fire. Doesn't make any sense why we are helping them out like that. We should be insisting that they do better.
Pretty. It just shows you the collusion that happens, Jennifer.
Right.
Between business and government, or the people who run these businesses make their deals with those who need good solid campaign financing or whatever other backslapping goes on. And the taxpayer and the ratepayer here are, in most cases, one and the same. Taxpayer, ratepayer, you get screwed. That's basically it. And meanwhile, are they doing a better job of taking care of their equipment, the equipment, the frayed wires caused usually by weather? And the brush business is something I use as a different comparative, Tennessee Gas. They are the supplier of natural gas in the east. They once a year go through where all they have a right of way across my property and a lot of other properties. They come through, clear cut everything so that that whole, and they don't even have anything on the surface. They just clear cut to keep the pathway open.
Right.
They don't do that with PG&E. And I remember here Was it last year and the year before? We had a wild, wild thunderstorm, not unlike what's forecast for today here in the east. And so they had wires that go over a reservoir. And one of the wires came off and went into the water and fried thousands of fish. But can you imagine what would have happened if somebody were boating or people in water? Because water conducts electricity. They're pretty, but they paid. The, I don't even remember, some wildlife fund, because the fish were executed, in essence, by the electricity. So, yeah, but the residents, people, this is the public versus PG&E. It is not the private residents versus PG&E, and businesses and that sort of thing. Their suits continue. But yeah, what are they going to get? It's like when you run into, if you have a bad car accident and you sue the people that are involved on the other side, most of the time you'll never get more than whatever the insurance coverage is. That's it.
Right.
No matter what happens.
Once they max it out.
They max it out, yeah, exactly. All right, so that's that story. Maximum coverage on what else have we got here, Jennifer?
Well, a little bit of trouble for Joe Biden, who has been considered to be the front runner by most of the polls in the Democratic field for president in 2020. Apparently, at a fundraiser, Joe Biden said something, talked about civility with members of the Senate. He said, I was in the Senate for a long time, and I managed to get things done with civility, even with the body that included segregationalists with whom he disagreed. And he actually name-checked two of them specifically, and these two former senators supported, didn't support integrating schools. There were all sorts of things
A lot of Southern senators.
Joe Biden said, you know, even one of them, he never called me boy, he called me son. And so this was kind of a Joe Biden gaffe. If you looked in the dictionary under what he probably shouldn't have said, there it was. But his rivals, of course, for the presidential nomination on the Democratic side, including both Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, went after him, saying, you know, there's no reason to celebrate not being called boy. You shouldn't bring that up. That was Cory Booker. Kamala Harris said these two segregationalists didn't want me to become a senator. Now, here I am. Biden won't apologize for this one. He's standing tall. And he said, it was Booker who should apologize because the senator should know better than to question his commitment to civil rights. He said, there's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Booker responded saying, I was raised to speak truth to power and that I shall never apologize for doing that. And Vice President Biden shouldn't need this lesson. So this has become a pretty big firestorm for both Joe Biden, Cory Booker. Kamala Harris is in there as well. And even Bill de Blasio got in on this. Taking a few smacks at Joe Biden as well. Now, you can't blame them. The guy's ahead of them in the polls by 20 points, so they're looking for any opportunity to try to catch up. And I think the lesson here is that the games have officially begun because the Democratic debates are set to happen next week.
Ah, what garbage. Garbage, 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 garbage in and garbage out. All right, so
James Eastland, by the way, the names, and I, just in case, maybe you might remember them. I didn't.
I do.
But James Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia are the ones that Joe Biden referenced by name as people he got along with. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were racist Southern senators. There are plenty of others that were around. Strom Thurmond was another example of somebody you couldn't really get anything done with when it came to civil rights, that sort of stuff. Some of these old fossils that were just bigots, that's all. Yeah, go away with your foolishness. These other, if I come up with anything. In a packed hearing yesterday, a discussion of slavery, I'm going to try to get into it, slavery reparations. Boy, this is something that really gets to me. Even though I have great respect for Danny Glover, he was at the hearing calling for reparations due to our country's enslavement of blacks. They're discussing Bill H.R. 40, the Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African American Act, which would not allocate money for reparations, but would set up a committee to find ways to do so. The hearing came yesterday. Remember, we were talking about it being Juneteenth, marking the official end of slavery in our country. Let's see. Glover said, I sit here as the great-great-grandson of former slave Mary Brown, who was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation January 1st, 1863. I had the fortune of meeting her as a small child. Enslavement shaped every crucial aspect of the economy and politics of America. That's absolutely true. Not one word of that is not true. 600 million around the world were enslaved. About half the economic activity of the U.S. derived directly or indirectly from the cotton produced by the millions of slaves in our country. There had been a press conference the day before yesterday, I think, where old man McConnell said he didn't think reparations or an apology are necessary. I'm not in the I think I've said this on the air. This comes up every few years, and I've been on the air for quite a long time, so I've had a conversation about this many, many times, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that it's my fault or your fault or anybody who's alive today. Well, maybe there are a few who would like to see slavery continued, but I'm not in the habit of paying old bills for what came about as a result of somebody who came before me by 100 years. I'm not responsible for their thinking. I'm not responsible for their actions. And so all of this stuff, this conversation has been going on for 30 years or more.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Because there's a couple of questions you have to answer. If we did pay out reparations, is that going to change anything for African Americans in this country? Is the amount of money that the government would pay out going to change anything? And I would say that the answer is probably no. Is it going to end the people who are considered to be racist? And I would say that's probably no. You're asking a group of people who never owned slaves to pay money to a group of people who were never slaves. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And then the question is, who pays what? Because there are a whole lot of issues of blending our cultures, you know. So there's a lot of those issues as well. I think this is mostly symbolic for the House to look a little extra liberal because they know the Senate's never going to pass this bill. And so I think it gives them an opportunity to have this conversation. I just don't know how many people are actually supportive of it or think that it would do any good. I think the cultural issues that we have right now are not going to be solved by handing somebody a small amount of money. For something that never happened in their lives. And so I think it's such a weird, pointless conversation, but yet a lot of the 2020 candidates have wrapped their arms around this. Obviously, actors have talked about this, and that's why they're doing this hearing. And as you mentioned, they do it every few years this comes up.
Over and over again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation point to be sure, but I think there have been many steps forward. Sometimes a few backward steps take place, but the condition, and there's a chip on the shoulder, perhaps that's related to this. Some blacks in America have a chip on their shoulder. Well, whites, people have a chip on their shoulder for whatever the reason. This is not a reason for contemporary Americans to have a chip on the shoulder. That's at least in I think Jennifer represents that point of view as well. Here's a point of view for those of you who would like to have clean, beautiful, white teeth. My point of view is that using power swabs every week is a way to keep your teeth white, whiter, whitest. That's the comparative degree. They are white. They will be whiter. They will be the whitest. If you keep this program up, lifting stains off your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers, it's a fabulous way to look younger, feel better about yourself, and it isn't expensive. It's fabulous. Get it for half price by calling 800-208-1797. That's the DJV way. Keep your teeth white with power swabs, the natural way to keep your teeth white. 800-208-1797, half price. 800-208-1797 for power swaps.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
One of the most interesting, I use the word fabulous, to describe this album and the single that comes from it, from Paul Simon. And it points our attention in the direction of Graceland, the actual place where Elvis lived. City council members there, Memphis, have postponed a vote on an expansion project at Graceland. Council members agreed to the, they've been looking at a $100 million expansion there, and they agreed for the fifth time to delay a vote related to the plan to provide tax incentives at the Presley tourist attraction. Graceland seeks government approval and incentives to help build retail spaces and some kind of a recreational vehicle park to expand Graceland's hotel. Now, if you ever have been there, Jennifer, you've been there, right?
I have, yep.
Yeah, you know how small it is.
It's much smaller than you would think.
And it's in a bad area of town. Actually, not a great... Mm-hmm. It's a weird... It's weird.
A decent neighborhood that it's in, but...
Yeah, but not the kind of neighborhood that you would think would have a house
and
like
the
Graceland.
The house, when you walk up to it, you go, oh, this is
it's
modest.
Not that big. Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing that is most impressive is going out in the backyard and seeing where everybody's buried. Yeah,
right.
More than anything else. But,
and the
anyway.
Plane and that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, the
that's
plane's
fun.
Across the street, yeah. So what they want to do is add sound stages. They want to make a concert venue out of it, among other things. So the council members there have been concerned that the stages would put Graceland in competition with the main concert venue, the FedEx Forum, which I think is nonsense because it couldn't get anywhere near as many people in there. It might be a focus of certain type of music or whatever. Graceland this week offered a new plan without the sound stages, but adding a new auxiliary building. Most of the council wants to review the plan. So, are they suspicious, the members of the council? Elvis Presley and Graceland account for a whole lot of tourist tax dollars spent in the city. And I think that's justification for whether there ought to be as much. I don't know. I haven't looked at the whole proposal, but I know that they're Why else would you go to Memphis, actually, when you get right down to it, other than the gateway to the Midwest, going over the river, and it's beautiful. That's, scenery's great, but other than that, there's nothing. And I say that in deference to the people listening to us on KWAM in Memphis. I've been there and done that, and I think there's a part of the city that's very progressive. And then there's the old part of the city, you know what I mean? And I think that's probably true of the politicians that are there. Some of them are old school and some of them are new school. So
I would just say, that's what puts them on the map. And so that's why it's probably
sure does.
More than anything else.
More music news. Mary Stewart, or rather Marty, Mary's husband, lined up 3 all-star evenings. Let's see how I get out of that, Jennifer. All-star evenings with different themes for his stint as the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum's Artist in Residence in Nashville, starting in September. Marty Stewart's going to be joined through the series by fellow performers Chris and Morgan Stapleton, Old Crow, Medicine Show, John Prine, Emmylou Harris. First of 3 evenings titled The Pilgrim take place September 11th, celebrate the 20th anniversary of Stewart's album, The Pilgrim. Joining him for the evening will be Chris and Morgan Stapleton, Emmylou Harris, Stewart's wife and Country Hall of Fame member Connie Smith. I didn't know that. She's been around a long time. I love her music. She's old country. This is, you got Connie Smith there? This is Connie Smith.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would.
I'd see that. I'd like to go see that show myself.
For I thought then I never could.
So, anyway, Roger McGuinn of the Turtles is going to show up in one of the shows, or rather the Birds, and a lot of other performers from the Grand Ole Opry. Third and final artist-in-resident performance is titled Songs That Tell the Story, focusing on the craft of songwriting. So, anyway, that's what's going on in Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Tickets on sale starting tomorrow, $39.50. That's a deal. 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At the hour here on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 20th of June. We are on the air everywhere. Jennifer Horn is here in California. I'm on the East Coast, Massachusetts. Kara Schillen down in the control room of the originating network, Radio America. Victoria out ill today. The Obama clean power plan is kaput. Apparently, individual states soon have the power to set their own carbon emission standards. These are for coal-fired power plants. EPA releasing the final version of the new Affordable Clean Energy Rule yesterday. Agency says it sets, quote, achievable and realistic standards for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And I'm all for that. I think some of the things that the EPA has required, that governments have required, some states like California have required emission achievements that are not doable. And so you get the diesel scandal of a couple of years ago with Volkswagen and BMW and many of the other Mercedes car companies put diesel engines that are affordable. Diesel is runs more efficiently. You don't have to burn up as much of it. And therefore, people like my daughter, for example, prefer diesel power than gas power in their car. And they drive one of those diesel-powered, she and her husband, one of those Volkswagen station wagons that have diesel engines. And they love it. They didn't find fault. And that's pretty unusual for them because they're not big government supporters. And so the fact they kept it and like it and there's no problem with it sort of tells you something about what really goes on with those cars. The achievable and realistic standards, not just for coal, but for cars, ought to be part of new rules. The rule does set emissions guidelines states have to follow. And I've forgotten California, beside cars, Jennifer, didn't California do a lot of other things in terms of emission reducing plants,
power plants,
that kind of stuff.
See, this is what's so funny, is that California is so extreme, and they put so many regulations on not only the people that live here, but the businesses that live here or work here and have property here. You know, the air has been, maybe it's just me, but I've grown up here my whole life. When I was a kid, it used to be awful. You used to look like you could chew the air, and then the air was clean.
Oh, yeah.
And now the air is terrible again. I was just looking around the other day, and it is getting to look like it's chewy again. The amount of smog is ridiculous. And so the question is, if we're restricting everything, if we have all these tight regulations on, why in the world does the air still look like that? And I don't know what the answer is. I guess someone beyond me could explain. Oh, yeah. But it just doesn't seem like it's working.
In the years I've been I've spent a lot of time in California since 1993, especially in the winter months. And I remember when I first started going there, you could count the layers as you were landing. There were five layers of smog and crap and dirt in the air. You could see them. And then over the period of time since 93, the air has cleaned. I don't know that I notice anything when I'm landing at LAX, frankly. I don't feel like the air is different than it has been. I don't feel, as you're suggesting, that it's dirty again. But I don't know that. At some point, you gotta realize that there's much more to this than what you can do. Does it help? Yeah, it probably does. Coal does not burn clean in most circumstances. Just go to Europe and look at all the buildings in the major cities there and see the black on all the outside, the exteriors of all the buildings there. And you know that that's from coal residue that they've been burning for a long time. That's just part of what is burning coal. It's just part of what's there. The what really happens, and this is the same with diesels and cars. If this isn't necessarily, Jennifer, maybe this shows a little too much of my technical knowledge, but what really happens with a fuel-injected engine, and that's the newer, more modern stuff, both diesel and gasoline. If the injectors are not working just right, the car will not burn clean all of the fuel, whether it's gasoline or diesel. So you see coming out of the tailpipe, if it's a diesel, black smoke. That's actually fuel that hasn't been burned. That contributes to the problems of air pollution. And same with gasoline, although it's not quite so obvious, but if it's not burning clean, you can feel it in the engine. And you can see sometimes what comes out of the tailpipe, but it's because you're not properly maintaining the engine, and the engine is tough to maintain because of all these rules and regulations. So it's kind of like a vicious circle, like the rat in the cage, round and round and round it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. So you can do too much of this stuff, and I don't know. I know that there are scrubbers. We had in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, when I was a kid, we had an incinerator. Actually, built a couple of them. Used to take all the waste that was collected, all the garbage, everything, and burn it in the incinerator. So there was no waste left over, other than a little bit of ash, which was then deposited in a landfill. But the scrubbers they put. The incinerator had, I remember, because the radio station I worked in for 13 years was across the street. from the incinerator. And we'd go out, they had, when they were burning every day, there would be ashes that would go up in the sky and come back and land on your car. And it ruined the paint job of lots of cars. And so they stopped burning stuff, and now they haul it all over the place. See, what do you think? That doesn't impact the environment, all the trucks carrying the stuff to God knows where. There still should be every bit of waste. This is a hot button for me. Every single bit of waste that we have that's burnable should be burned. There is technology to clean up the air, and instead of it requiring new energy that mostly is fossil-based to run power plants, burn up the trash and make power out of that. There are some.
Why don't we do that?
That's a question that I've never gotten an answer to. I've been asking that question for decades, and there's never a good answer. Some people say, oh, the police, bunk them. There are scrubbers they put on those smokestacks that clean up any and all of the pollution. So the question is, why? What is there? And I think the power companies and once again, this is back to lobbying. And the power that we go back to PG&E and whatever they buy the stuff for, they don't want to get involved in it because they'd have to spend some money building plants to accommodate our waste, and they don't want to do that. They want the public to build them, and the public, with all the puritanical environmentalists around, they come up with all kinds of reasons not to do it, and none of them are very practical. Nobody's ever spoken to me, Jennifer, that has made an argument against burning.
Hi. We're under attack. Always under attack about this time.
I know. That's cool. I can just picture your house. Very interesting. We do our program, for those of you who are newbies, from our homes. We have studios in our homes. It makes it more interesting, easier for us to do, to spend our time instead of driving to the studio at God knows whatever hour of the morning. We got them here so we can...
We have a virtual table.
Yes, we do. We're around.
And one day I'm going to put out a spike strip on that street because that guy goes by every day.
Every day. All right. Well, and here on my farm, you can hear some of the animals, and you can hear.
It's much more quaint. Your sounds are much more quaint than mine.
Yes, they are. Right. All right. So anyway, anybody got any objection to my thinking and Jennifer's thinking about the environmental?
I just always
situation?
Wonder why we don't. I just know that my air in California looks totally dirty, where we can't burn trash, we can't burn our garbage, and then I go to the Midwest where you can burn your garbage and your trash, and it looks a lot nicer. Yeah. It's more pristine. Right. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Today is American Eagle Day. We celebrate the national symbol, the American Eagle. Today, on Eagle Day, we set aside time, some people do anyway, to raise awareness about the bald eagle and to preserve the bird's natural habitat. Back to environmentalism. Not a bad thing when it comes to some of these animals, some of the birds, some of the things that are around us. If you go back to the 1950s, the bald eagle was at serious risk of becoming extinct. Loss of their natural habitat, hunting of them, use of pesticides that damage their eggs, all caused population to decline massively. The bald eagle was classified as endangered in the U.S. in 1967, went on to become a prime success story of the Endangered Species Act, one of the first things that happened under that act. The bald eagle began to repopulate, thrive. 1995, it was moved from the National Endangered Species List to the National List of Threatened Species. I guess there's a difference, right? You got a level, a gradient level of species that are here today and gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Bald eagles.
Gone to Maui.
Mm-hmm. Right. Bald eagles like to live near large bodies of water as they mostly eat fish and are known for their grace, their beauty. It's beautiful to watch them soar through the air. That it is. They've been known as treasured symbols in the U.S. since the 1700s. Yeah, since the 70s, too. Yeah, it's nice to protect these things. I'm a believer in, frankly, understanding what nature is really all about. And when you talk about endangered species, mankind is of nature. Not making excuses for what mankind does, but mankind is like any other species. The dinosaurs, there were a lot of elements of the planet that changed with the dinosaurs. And there were no rules when the dinosaurs were. You think there were hierarchies of dinosaurs, like they had maybe a Senate and a House of Representatives of dinosaurs.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell was there, so it's Chuck Schumer. Nancy Pelosi was around.
Reed, he was around.
Yeah, man is of nature, but I think a lot of things that we do are not necessarily natural, and I think that because we're of nature, we should also respect the nature around us, and we don't, and I think that tearing down rainforests and all things like that for, you know, our own selfish purposes, that doesn't benefit anything else but us. I don't know. I think we could respect things around us a little bit more.
I'm not arguing that point or against that point. I just think that sometimes we get carried away with what is of mankind. Mankind is of nature. And so we get a little carried away. It's nice to protect these things, but I will tell you as an experienced farmer, some of the things that I used to be able to do with my land and that I can't do with it now, brought about by some of the protective laws that have been passed to save some kind of weird mosquito or some other kind of fish or fowl, are nonsense. And so it just, at one point or another, we realize what's the breaking point of what's good and not good. And that's where the argument comes from, I think, Kara. How far do you go to protect, or how far do you go to abuse? I think that's a matter of conscience and not of law, unfortunately. But there are a lot of things that are done that are just wasteful and horrible, frankly. But it is part of nature. All right, one or two quick sports notes before you do the TV report, Jennifer. I noticed that David Ortiz, apparently former of the Red Sox, got shot, and he wasn't the target.
Yeah,
did you know
crazy?
That?
Huh? I just heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they were looking for someone named David Hernandez, who happened to be sitting at the table with David Ortiz, but they were dressed similarly.
Yeah.
And so according to reports, they went up and whacked him, and it was the case of mistaken identity.
Right. And so what do you do about that? You
still throw the book at him. They tried to have 10 people help kill somebody for $7,800.
Yeah, right. Carrie Underwood has been sued by the NFL and NBC because she somehow or other plagiarized their Sunday night football song, Game On. Have you heard that? They say that her song is identical to a song that came out in 2017 that supports Sunday Night Football. Is that much to do about nothing?
I think we have to wait and see if it's much to do about nothing. I'm sure it's someone who's trying to take advantage of an
Heidi Merrill is the one who sings the song there. Yeah. And she says it was even the same name, exact name. Maybe they didn't know. Maybe there's a public domain.
Oh, so she's not being sued by the NFL. She's being sued by an individual artist for her song with the NFL.
Right.
The NFL signed on to it, and NBC apparently as well. Yeah. All right, a couple of quick TV notes. Queer Eye has been renewed for seasons 4 and 5. Is that big news, Jennifer?
I think so. I think people love it. Kara loves it, right?
Yeah. They're pushing out that content so fast. I think the last season came out in March. I mean, the seasons aren't that long, only like 7 or 8 episodes. But they're putting out like multiple seasons per year, which is good. I mean, a lot of people really like to watch it, and the people on the show are really popular right now. But I'm excited. It comes out in June.
Yeah. All right. That's true. All right, Jen, what do we have quickly for TV shows on tonight that we can watch?
Well, ABC is the big story tonight. They've got a brand new night of everything. First of all, ABC starts at 8 with a show called Holy Moly. This is a premiere. Massive mini golf competition. Then you've got Family Food Fight at 9 o'clock, where 8 families go for $100,000 in a series hosted by Aisha Curry. And then Reef Break, a brand new series with Poppy Montgomery from Unforgettable. I think she's great. That's at 10 o'clock. It's supposed to be kind of soapy and sudsy and hot. So check that one out.
All right. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
T3 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is not here to interpolate what's going on, so I got a couple of things for you that perhaps are noteworthy, including Best Buy now repairing Apple devices. You don't have to wait at the Genius Bar anymore and listen to those arrogant kids tell you how stupid you are because you don't know how to do whatever it is that they know how to do. Apple announcing that Best Buy offering authorized repairs on their products at each and every one of their stores. This is big, actually, I think. Don't you think, Kara? Giving consumers an important alternative to visiting the Apple store?
Yeah, I think it's nice because I feel like Best Buy, you don't have to worry about the hours that a mall has. You don't have to go to a mall because I feel like most Apple stores are in a mall. There are more Best Buys around. So I think that's cool. It's always nice to have more options.
Repairs are being done with genuine Apple parts and are fully backed, just like Apple doing it themselves. Best Buy's Geek Squad has 7,600 new Apple-certified technicians ready to make same-day iPhone repairs or to service other Apple products. There are Best Buy stores in neighborhoods that might not have an Apple presence, so that's good, as you were suggesting. Most Best Buy locations have Apple showcase sections anyway, with MacBook and HomePod and other products. At its own stores, Apple has been pushing to speed up keyboard repairs for the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro laptop, promising a next-day turnaround for its same-day iPhone screen replacements. Best Buy recommends the customers make an appointment, drop off their devices before 6 o'clock local time. assuming the parts are in stock, you get your phone back that day, or you can browse around the store while they fix it. So
it's nice that they're promising pretty fast repairs. The only problem I think you'll run up against is that I'm not sure that people in the Geek Squad are much older or
have less ego than the people
at the Apple Store. I don't know. Best Buy is fine, but I will say when I've tried to get technical advice at Best Buy or when I've looked for something very specific, they're not always the most helpful. But
I think that's a nice way of putting it, yes. Up next, Hot Wheels going high-tech.
The Geek Out. They are the stuff of the Gen X childhood. The Hot Wheel. And yes, the Hot Wheel still very much exists today, and while they've done many things to modernize the product, we have a new version, Hot Wheels ID. The new cars have an itty-bitty NFC chip on the underside of the car, and it's this tech that allows kids to now track and monitor the speed of the car as it moves along the new Hot Wheels track, which also now has an NFC reader embedded in it. The data is sent to an app on a mobile device where not only can you compare results, but it contains games, races, and other virtual features that take a classically manual toy and give it a very modern twist. The new Hot Wheels ID cars and track are available now, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Did you know 3.4 million people are infected with chronic hepatitis C in the United States, with about 50% currently undiagnosed? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. If you have hepatitis C, you may not experience any symptoms, but the virus can silently progress, leading to liver inflammation, cirrhosis, or liver cancer. Today, there are treatment options available to help treat hepatitis C. Please visit a doctor to get tested. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Next up on Tech Talk, Universal Music Group and YouTube teaming up to remaster some iconic music videos that were a standard definition. They're moving to high definition partnership, resulting in more than 100 music videos from artists like Janet Jackson, Gaga, Lionel Richie, getting an upgrade to their visual quality. The two companies are working to bring that number up to 1,000 videos by the end of next year. These HD videos will replace the original versions on YouTube and YouTube Music, but will maintain the same URLs, view counts, and likes as before. You'll know it's an updated video if there's a remastered label and remastered in HD in the description. Many of the videos weren't shot in HD, but the remastering still makes things noticeably more clear. A remastered videos include songs spanning decades, Tom Petty's Free Fallin', Boys to Men's End of the Road, which was released back in 1991.
See, I'm excited. I'm one of those people who still wishes that MTV would get rid of all of their shows and just go back to music videos.
I
watch videos on YouTube all the time, so I think it's fun.
Google wants to help ease the housing crisis in San Francisco. A company announcing it'll invest $1 billion toward the issuing of new housing plans. Wow, that's a lot of money for. But they build these little communities for their own workers. Kind of cool. They have it in Los Angeles, I know that. So I'll see what comes of that. It's 59 past the hour on this hour of the DJV Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.